stay these proceedings because you don't know if your will, your operating fund is valid. We don't pretty much know. I wonder if he has an issue with me. Here. Right. Right. But I don't know. This is from his March hearing.
Which is one thing I wanted to do is to see if he's in, I mean, if he's out, if he's done, but somebody needs to give us enough time so we can.
Well, then keep reading this. What's somebody saying? For the next
This was for some of the meat.
Matters.
Adjudicate the claim. Yeah, we need to settle this thing.
So, how can we do any of that without.
Right. These are.
No, because they shouldn't even be doing anything, right? I mean, at all, right? It's basically freeze. Put your hands in the air. But we'll see who wants to freeze. What? No, good. Turn on your thing. You gonna sit here? Where's Joy today?
Working.
Really? Not on my case?
No. I always leave this. We have a strategy on approaching something that's at issue. That's where we highlight the black those out.
How do you unblack them?
A judge can review them in what's called in camera.
Right.
Right. That's really good.
All rise to the court of now in session. You're on the good power to the
Good afternoon.
All right, we have the matter of state of Simon Bernstein before the court this afternoon. The first motion that I had was a motion to stay distribution of state assets pending satisfaction of all creditors' claims. And then I see that there was also an amended notice of hearing for a multitude of different petitions. So why don't we start out with having counsel enter their appearances and then we'll get one of them.
Brian O'Connell, Your Honor, I'm the personal representative of the estate.
Elliot Bernstein, pro se.
John Morrissey, here on behalf of the four adult grandchildren of the decedents, Molly Simon, Alexander Bernstein, Michael Bernstein, and Eric Bernstein.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Alan Rose on behalf of Ted S. Bernstein as successor trustee of the Simon Bernstein Trust, which is the beneficiary of the estate.
Okay. Okay. I'm Jeff Reuter. I'm with Peter Fannin's office. We represent William Stansberry, who's an interested person and a substantial claimant of the estate of Simon Bernstein.
So you're actually the movement on the first motion I talked about then?
We are. I don't know that we noticed that for today, but yes, it is a motion that we file.
Oh, that's the motion I had for hearing. So anyway,
okay.
Who wants to go first in terms of the pending motions? Because it'd probably be helpful to have someone kind of give me an overview of who the players are.
Can I just raise one issue before we start the hearing?
Sure.
This because it's, I sent a letter to the court advising you that Mr. Elliot Bernstein and his relationship to the Proskauer firm, which you had been at one time.
Yeah, I got that letter. I reviewed it. Did you copy everybody else on the letter?
I did.
All right, the letter raised an issue of whether I, as the judge, should consider disqualification of myself because of my prior employment with Proskauer Rose, which was approximately 15 years ago. Once I received that letter, I looked at the GIAC opinions regarding how far back the judges normally go, and normally it's a 1 to 2 year period that you look back in terms of automatic recusal. So based on that, I'm not going to sua sponte disqualify myself from this matter. I really haven't had contact with Proskauer in any meaningful way for 15 years. So
yeah, I was only raising it in so that Mr. Elliott Bernstein was aware of that, and if he has any objection, I don't have any objection. I wanted to make sure that he was aware of that and would have an opportunity to raise the objection now if he wishes to.
Yeah, and I can, if I can find, have it here, I'll let everyone know which opinion I was relying on when I looked at that. Yeah, just to be more specific on the note that was sent to me, what was the name of the corporate entity that they said was represented by Proskauer?
It was an entity called iViewIt, which engaged in a lengthy, multi-year, or decade-long battle with that law firm.
With Proskauer,
with
or Proskauer was representing one of the parties?
It was Proskauer, I think, represented Simon Bernstein while he was alive and drafted some documents in 2000 that would have been superseded by 2008 documents. And Proskauer also represented the company that Elliott Bernstein started called iViewIt.
After 2000?
I think there was litigation, it was during the 90s.
Because I left the firm in 2000, I believe, is my recollection.
I think I know you from there. Did you work at the Wamboka?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're familiar. Oh.
Having represented iViewIt, though.
No, actually, which department were you with?
Litigation.
I was right across the hall from your office, you recall?
No, I went back 15 years.
Oh, okay. And
just for the record, if I could finish, I wasn't suggesting that you did anything wrong. I was just bringing it to your attention, and also I do think, though, all the parties would appreciate it if Mr. Elliott Bernstein has an objection based upon your Proskauer relationship and his relationship to that firm, which is that he would raise it if he wanted to, or otherwise we're fine, because I don't want to have a problem.
Right. No,
where we get recusal motions coming down the road.
Yeah, and I never take those things personally. It prompted me to go to the judicial ethics advisory opinions and look at what the standard is, because if there is a legal basis that I would need to disqualify myself, I absolutely would do it. But going back 15 years, based on the GIAC opinions, I didn't view there as being any legal requirement that the court would disqualify myself.
There might be another issue. I think Proskauer is a counter-defendant in one of the stayed counter-complaints in this matter. So I don't know if that
matter before me?
Yes, sir.
Is that accurate? Does anybody?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't want to be the spokesman for the whole world, but I think starting in the 90s, Proskauer represented this company that Mr. Elliott Bernstein owns called iViewIt, and he claims that Proskauer stole his patents worth billions or trillions of dollars, and then there was litigation that started in maybe 2000 or 2001 and continued through state court, New York federal court, and I believe even in this action, he has filed a counterclaim, and he's representing that he joined Proskauer and he also suited like most of the partners at the firm at the time.
Well, I view the issue of Proskauer attorneys being in front of me somewhat differently than the firm Proskauer being in front of me as a party. And so if what I'm hearing is that it's not just a situation where Proskauer attorneys are in front of me, but Proskauer itself is a party to the action, then and that's an issue that Mr. Bernstein is raising, then the court would probably view that slightly differently, because in that situation, because they're a party and I was a partner in that firm, even though it goes back 15 years, I'd have to look at the GIAC opinions. There may be a legal basis at that point, and I don't know, sitting here right now, there may be a legal basis for me to disqualify myself if Proskauer is actually a party in this proceeding to where I would be asked to make rulings for or against them. So where do they are a party in this? Because all I have in front of me right now is an estate proceeding.
Right, well, there's five, there were five related, five or six related cases, Judge Colon, I think after denying the second or third motion to disqualify him, recused himself, and the cases were just recently transferred. In one of the cases, there is a counterclaim. It has been stayed, because Mr. Bernstein's not allowed to file any papers without getting permission from the judge first.
Nobody is, not Mr. Bernstein, you too.
All right, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry, but just...
The counterclaim is stayed, and I don't know if Proskauer is a party, but if Mr. Bernstein represents the court that they're a party, then I would take it.
Well, you know, the standard for a motion to recuse is the objective standard is a party reasonably in fear that he may not receive a fair trial. And even if 15 years is remote, and I think the cases say that, I'm somewhat sympathetic to a party that would have some concern where a judge who was a former partner at a previous firm is being asked to rule on issues affecting that firm. So if you're raising the issue, Mr. Bernstein, then what I'm telling you is at this point I would recuse myself if there was a motion filed. If you're not raising the issue, then it's a remote issue, but it's something that it's in the eyes of the beholder to some extent. Are you in reasonable fear of not getting a fair hearing and trial on this matter?
Well, I'm not certain yet. That's kind of why I'm here today.
Because you have to move quickly because you have to do it within 10 days of the date you become aware of the information. And what I've told you today is that I was a, you probably already known it, but I was a former partner at Proskauer Rose.
Well, your bio's confusing on the internet. Some have you there, some don't.
Fix that.
And then you fix the court one because it has no biography. You don't, it's
well, I don't
empty.
The court ones, they don't give that kind of
okay, here's some of the issues I want you to consider because, it's going to take me time to consider all the factors here that I'm learning now. One of the issues is that the technologies that I invented that I alleged Proskauer stolen, I'm still pursuing them for.
I don't really want you to talk to me about anything regarding the substance of this matter until we sort through this recusal issue.
Well, this is what I'm talking about.
Here's the problem. If I make rulings today and you file a motion within 10 days, every ruling I've made today is subject to rehearing by the new judge. And so it's a waste of time to proceed and hear any motions if you're in good faith telling me you're going to file a motion to recuse.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I don't know. But I am saying for you to consider that the technologies are owned partially by my father, 30% of the interest in them. And that will also, I believe, bring Proskauer into this matter as well. And so, I believe like I have obligations, you have obligations under the judicial canons.
Is Proskauer a party now?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to sui sponte disqualify myself from this matter. Had I known that Proskauer was a party, I would have done it when I reviewed it the first time, but I understood it. It's just that they were attorneys in the case. So that means, unfortunately, there's going to have to be another assignment of a judge in this matter. Sir, at this point, I don't really care if you file a motion to recuse.
No.
For me, that I'm going to sui sponte disqualify myself.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you. That was fun. What? I think whoever comes in, this all needs to be reset. There's a lot of fraud that occurred. Everybody better freeze because I'm going federal on everybody, RICO-ing everybody. He just did the smartest thing of his life. Boy, I didn't even have to file pleadings and remove them.
That was quick.
See, that was a chess game there.
That was very fast, wasn't it? I think that's the quickest hearing I've been to in 10 years.
Did you get these new frauded documents from Rose?
I got a disc.
Why is he curing any documents that are part of the estate? That should he needs to be arrested in a minute.
I hope he's not carrying anything.
Well, he is.
Other than this,
how many frauded more? Suddenly, they're finding. These guys are. They did a full thorough search of Cy's house, though. for the documents originally, remember?
Yeah.
They checked high and low. These ones, well, Cy had these in his, under his bed. Right.
That's been a very big bed.
They didn't, well, they didn't, got the cash, but they didn't get the documents.
Oh, yeah.
So why would they bring us up here anyways and not like the main branch?
Brian, I want to talk to you about real serious things.
Because there's three judges out here. So there's,
I want to talk to you about some real serious things that we should discuss before the next judge.
Yeah. Do you want to set a... One of
time,
our
yeah, yeah,
so
totally.
We have time to
totally, because I don't think we should.
In my car.
I think we should be very careful. You know, I'm worried about you guys.
Yeah. Thank
you. Okay.
Okay. So we'll call okay. us and send something.
Here, hold on. I want to wait for Jeff. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't even think you should move it. Meaning, if you're saying that Ted's not a valid trustee, you should be careful, because he's going to be in prison in a minute.
And we're moving the property in terms of we're taking possession of the house.
I wouldn't do any dealings with him. I'd be very careful. He's a targeted man.
I'm just taking this stuff from the house. The property.
Be very careful of dealing with him. He's a very targeted man at this moment.
Well, again, another judge.
We haven't even started.
I was thinking we were mentioning federal judges.
I mean, I'm going to move the cases anyways, right? I mean, so this is just silly. Next, we'll go to Marks. She won't be able to appear it.
Are there problems there?
I don't know who they're going to find in this state.
Well, I can, I don't know if it's a problem, but I can, Judge Marks, yeah, we hired her son, which I would tell
you. Is she married to Joseph Marks?
Yes.
Yes.
He doesn't start till July, but that's probably enough to, you're right, that's enough, which true, might make her say.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Which is perfect. Which is perfect.
How's Georgia looking?
How's Georgia? Don't make me go to Georgia.
How's Illinois looking? How's Illinois looking? Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good day. Yes.
Oh. I've got a call with our people on Tuesday, so I'll try to set... Why don't we set the call with ourselves after that? Because I'll
okay.
know more about Illinois.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Thanks. So Brian's got a conflict with Marks too. So she's out. Then nice try, Al. Didn't go so well. Go. I do. Oh, who's he talking to? Gay boy with the stutter? They got 1 minute left of life. 1 minute. 1 minute. Aiding and abetting murder. going to get you for it.
Aiding and abetting the murder of my father.